Tsar by Mike Walker. Boris Godunov. Ghosts.
Is he dead?
Smells dead. How should I know?
Well, who knows death better than you, Malyuta?
He was the master. What did the astrologers say?
They said today.
Then he's dead. Tsar Ivan is dead. Don't leave us, little father. We're lost without you. Yes? No? Yes? Someone?
Shuisky.
It's true. Our father has left us. Great Ivan is dead.
Right, you sure this time?
He's dead. God rest his great soul.
God bless our souls. Right, I'm off. See you later.
Where's my tracker? Where's my driver? Come on. No time to lose.
He's off to take power.
Then we better get there first, hadn't we?
Maria Nagaya, bereaved mother, truth teller, plain and simple. But the truth, unlike fairy stories, is rarely plain and never simple. So to begin, how do you choose a Tsar to rule after the reign of great Ivan, my husband, who doubled the size of our nation and almost halved the population with his purges of enemies?
Fyodor is the Tsar's son, his firstborn.
Boris Godunov, chamberlain to the late Tsar Ivan, and a man I hate above all others in this world. He knows that to be the gatekeeper to power is to be power, and power is what he craves.
Plain as the eyes in your face, has to be the boy Fyodor.
The most dangerous man in Russia, Malyuta, who's put out more eyes than he's had women. He's also Boris's father-in-law, and the boy Fyodor is 24.
The boy's an idiot, a fool, drooling, dribbling, gibbering and god-mad.
That's me, Tsar Ivan's last wife, number 7, and the mother of...
My Dmitri is also the Tsar's son, and he's quite normal.
And still sucking his mother's tits.
Are you lying?
But he is a 10-year-old child, and we need... Russia needs a Tsar who can stand alone.
Like Fyodor? Could he even do it?
Prince Vasily Shuisky, no friend of Godunov's. But Shuisky is ambitious.
As for Dmitri, a child Tsar would mean a regency. And I don't think there's a man here who wants to see your clan behind anything other than an overflowing Jake's, Maria.
We shovel the shite away in our palace, Shuisky. What do you do? Swim in it.
Has to be the idiot Fyodor.
Who also happens to be married to Boris's sister. Could it get any more incestuous?
If it could, I'd love to try it, Maria.
You are disgusting, Malyuta.
What do you know?
I know my Dmitri is the only heir who has his brains unscrambled.
Well, yes, but... Though I agree Dmitri must be in the line of succession when he becomes a man, he is not yet a man, and thereby lies the problem.
Ah, Romanov, nephew of Anastasia, Tsar Ivan's first and only beloved wife. He's an operator, if ever there was one.
Godunov is right. Russia needs a figure it can look up to.
An idiot.
A fool.
It matters not that the icon is silver and gold and lapis lazuli. What counts is what shows. So it will be with the new Tsar.
And you are also related to the idiot.
But I have little love for Godunov, no more than you, Shuisky. I say Fyodor is it. With a council of myself, you, Godunov and Maria, maybe a boy or two. That way no one has the vote secure.
What about me?
To be honest, Malyuta, I'd rather let you crawl up my arse and crawl back into power.
Boris, are you going to let him get away with this?
The old politics are done. We're making a new future for Russia.
Over my dead body. Ooh, you clever little bastard, Boris.
There's always a price
father-in-law.
First time I met you, I said I should either employ you or kill you. Looks like I made the wrong decision.
Then you can't unring that bell, Malyuta.
I think it's time you left.
Look, listen to me.
For good.
We're done with cockroaches.
Once you were terrifying, now you're just a bad joke.
You think you're gonna get away with this?
You probably will. Until you don't.
Maria! I shagged your mother! She was crap! Shuisky! I shagged your daddy, he was crap too! Romanoff, you know that dog you always looked.
Fyodor it is then.
So Fyodor was Tsar, and there was a council to advise him in which no one member has the vote secure. Those were the words. But as so often in Russia, the words were slippery. And at the very first meeting...
His Majesty, Tsar Fyodor.
God save the Tsar!
God save the Tsar! God save the Tsar!
At this first auspicious council of His Majesty...
Wait! Gadanov, you take too much upon yourself. The council is not properly formed.
You wish to call for votes from the nobility in the assembly, Prince Shuisky.
Yeah, undoubtedly that will be necessary. But there is, I believe, a more urgent business.
What business is more urgent than the formation of the council?
What are you doing here?
I sit as mother to Dmitri, as matriarch to the family Nagaya. I have as much right to sit on this council as you. It was agreed.
Yeah, we did, after all, agree, but that was...
I do not need your permission, Romanov. I'm here.
But that was before...
Before what?
Before we discovered your treachery.
Do you dare say...
All is known, Highness. Your family have been laying plans to usurp the throne and place the boy, Dmitri, upon it.
That is nonsense. Why would I do such a thing? Our time will come, and that too has been agreed. That to be overturned with the rest.
As the seventh wife of Tsar Ivan, your marriage is unrecognized by the church. His Holiness, the Metropolitan Job, has endorsed this verdict. Dmitri is a bastard. Thus, not a legitimate heir. Witnesses aplenty have come forward, loyal Russians, loyal to the throne of Fyodor, and the council...
So far, unelected council.
In times of peril, stern measures must be taken to preserve the state.
You have no proof, Shuisky. You have nothing.
We have the authority of the throne and the Tsar. We have met together and considered...
You conspired together.
The Tsar cannot conspire against himself.
You, your son and all your people will be exiled to the furthest part of our great empire. And there, you will become a nun and pray, and your son will...
You will kill us! You will have us murdered!
It is not for you to...
Dmitri has the blood of Tsar Ivan. You fear that. You will shed that blood. I know this as I know I am a woman and the true wife of Ivan.
That's enough. The sentence of this count.
No.
Majesty?
No. It will not be so.
Majesty, there is treachery. Your counsel. My
counsel, Prince.
Yes, Majesty.
As I rule sacred roofs under God's authority. Is it so?
Yes, Majesty.
The rest of you? Your Tsar commands you speak.
Yes, Majesty.
Then under God, I command Maria Nagaya and her son, my brother, the Tsarevich Dmitri Ivanovich, will be exiled to Uglitch, where they will be under my protection. And let no man give them harm under penalty of execution. So let it be done.
Look carefully, then, how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise men, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore be not foolish, but understand the will of the Lord. Vasily Shuisky, Prince, storyteller and seeker after the truth, but the truth in Russia is often hidden at the heart of a labyrinth and, it is said, by the time you have found it, you've forgotten what it was you wanted to know.
This commission, held before Tsar Fyodor Ivanovich, and His Holiness the Metropolitan Job of Moscow has been called by the Chancellor of the Assembly of the Land, the Boyar Boris Godunov, to establish the facts of the case of the death of Tsarevich Dmitry Ivanovich at Uglich on the afternoon of 15th May, and of the events that occurred in the hours subsequent. So far as is known, it was a rainy afternoon.
Are you going to throw or not?
You don't want to use a wet knife. It could slip, do you know that?
Of course I know that, stupid.
I'm not stupid, you're stupid.
Well, I'm the stupid Tsarevich, which is better than being the stupid nobody.
All right. Watch and learn. Centre! Dead centre! Look at that, Tsar son!
It's off by a verst, by 10.
What can you do better?
Come in! You must come in, kindness, out of the rain!
She's as bad as you, Andre. You're old women, both of you.
Come in!
You're gonna throw or what?
Come in! Mama says come in!
Come in, come in! Mama says come in!
Kiss my ass, and you will when I'm sore. Come in!
What do you call that?
You hit your knife, and it was closer.
Didn't even stick in. Tsar Dmitry couldn't stick it in.
Sir, Tsar bids you come at once.
Oh, go home to Mama. Couldn't even stick it in.
Stick it in you, then you'll see.
Oh, dead boy.
I'd like to see you try.
And watch this.
Dmitry!
Catch him, catch him!
It is not the job of this commission to apportion blame, but to ascertain as clearly as possible.
Blame? We all know who did it and why. That bastard Godunov killed my son, my baby, to grease his way to the throne.
Please, this is not the time.
Then when is the time? And look at him, sitting there like God's bloody anoint. I see you, Godunov, and by God's grace, I will see you bleeding in the mud.
You will have to leave if you cannot act with dignity, my lady.
Highness, you worm. I am Tsaritsa. I will have respect.
Then I suggest you give this commission equal respect, Highness.
Oh, he speaks. He dares to speak. Well, you can keep these crawlers and ass lickers silent, Maurice, but you will not silence a mother's grief. Even you would not dare that.
You should preserve your dignity, Maria.
If you would like to sit, Highness.
I'll stand.
Very well. I would like to take you to the events of the month of May.
That is not where the story starts, Shuisky. And you know it, and the commission knows it too.
Nevertheless, as the chairman of this inquiry, it is my duty to follow...
In the skid marks of Boris Godunov. We all know that.
We only seek the truth here, Maria.
In every object... infinite meaning. The eye brings to it what the eye has means of seeing, and in this country, the means are in your hands, Boris. Majesty.
Yes, Maria Fyodorovna. What can we do for you?
I believe you are a good man, Fyodor. We haven't always been friends, and we wanted for different things, but I wish you no ill.
I know this.
Then stand for justice and let me tell the truth as I believe it to be.
I do not believe that your story...
Let her talk as she will.
Majesty, is your voice.
Enough!
Everyone knows how we came to be in Uglich. Under your protection, Majesty.
You were in exile.
If you wish to call it that.
For treason.
If you wish to call it that, Boris.
Well, I think all men who saw the evidence would call it that, Maria.
My son has had the right to be Tsar. Your evidence was what? A few letters intercepted between distant members of my family? I'm not responsible for every mouse in the dacha.
And yet it must be said that your family turned Uglich into what was a virtually an armed camp.
To protect my son. And was I wrong to do so? Tell me that to my face. He was murdered whilst under the protection of the Tsar. And despite all I tried to do to protect him, murdered Boris Godunov by your order.
That is enough, Harris. You will stand down until you can act with proper respect and dignity.
Maria, I swear to you on all I hold holy that I had no hand in your son's death.
God says you are of your father, the devil. And your will is to do your father's desires. And he was a murderer from the beginning and has no truth in him, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
My name is Jerome Horsey, one-time explorer of the cold crossing to Russia, trader, ambassador, Englishman with a permanent drop on the end of his nose, and witness at the commission. I knew it was vital for Gardanov. He would go on or he would go down. Whatever Shuisky said about not apportioning blame, it was clear to all that Gardanov was on the stand and that he needed a not guilty verdict. So what sort of man was this fellow, and was he worth saving? I've known him ever since he came to Moscow with his patron, the repulsive Malyuta, and we talked once on the hunting field in the spring, shortly after the great thaw.
Nothing like a spot of hunting to set up a man, Sir Jerome. Does your Queen Elizabeth hunt?
That's a common pastime.
Oh, we have many things in common. Trade.
Oh, is always welcome.
And if tariff barriers are lowered?
Well, it becomes even more advantageous. Is that what the Tsar wants?
The Tsar wants peace between us and sees trade as a means to that end.
Ah, I recall his mother hoped for something similar.
He never knew her, of course.
I did. Anastasia Romanov. If she had lived, then how different things would have been.
There can be no.
And this is the Tsar's wish, not yours alone.
In your country, you hunt foxes and deer. Yes?
Yes.
Here we hunt wolves and bears. The stakes are higher for us. The opposites further apart. The contradictions greater.
No via media.
Here we have to wage peace if we want it. And the Tsar does.
He surprised you.
He surprised us all.
There are still those who would have had Maria and Dmitri on the throne.
Alive, that boy will haunt us all, one way or the other. His mother is fierce in his cause. We still live in a world where each may strive to become the first if only he or she has hunger enough. There will never be stability whilst that is so.
Is that why it was so important the throne passed to Fyodor?
I think they flushed a wolf.
And you? What should I tell them in London?
That I desire only peace and amity at home and abroad.
And for yourself?
No more than I have now.
And that's why you sent Malyuta away. Will he ever come back?
Malyuta was dead before he left the Kremlin, strangled with a strip of leather from some bridle. Trust me, Sir Jerome, we have peace, and we shall hold to it now. I believe the old ways may be left behind us if we are vigilant.
Against what, sir?
Absolute power.
Well, I recall we talked of this before. No good came of it then. Perhaps even tragedy. But
then Ivan ruled with absolute power. I believe there can be a different way. So does the Tsar. Remember, I have seen the dogs let loose. I have been part of Malyuta's world. I carry that demon of guilt, but I am determined to exercise it and make of it something better for this Russia that I love.
Can I report that to my queen? To the court of St. James.
What do people want in this world, Sir Jerome? It's very simple. A roof over their heads, a warm fire, food, and a future. A country that is strong in this world and respected by others. A degree of fairness in the courts and a monarch they can admire and love.
Ah, but I recall they feared Ivan.
He was the great maker. Now, it is our work to do something with what he created for us. Your country has these things. Your queen is beloved. Your navy is respected when it doesn't commit piracy. Your laws and traditions admired. I wish to send my young men to England where they may learn.
Well, they will be welcome. But as you said, we hunt foxes, you hunt wolves and bears.
No. With God's good grace, then. Without that, there is nothing. There. She breaks. The wolf. She breaks. Come on, man! Yeah!
Hey.
goes too deep, Your Honour. Let me find us a sleigh or at least a chair.
Yep. I like walking, Petya. It's good to get out.
Aye, but it won't look good for me. They'll be saying, what kind of servant lets his master get soaked like that?
Sometimes I wonder who the master is, Petya.
Well, that's because you ain't Russian, Your Honour.
Well, I've been here as long as you've been alive.
Don't mean nothing. You either is or you isn't.
I wonder if that's not the truth.
What's the truth got to do with anything, Your Honour? Come on, step up. We want to get to the bloody commission today, don't we?
Do we?
You are Sir Jerome Horsey, ambassador of the court of St. James to the court of Tsar Fyodor Ivanovich in Moscow.
That is so, Prince.
You have spent many years in Russia?
In one capacity or another, yes, I have.
And you were present when the incident took place at Uglich?
I was there, but not actually present.
Would you care to explain?
With respect, the Tsar is present.
And Sir Jerome, with respect.
It starts here in Moscow. I had been summoned by a number of the more prominent boyars.
Go on.
It was a meeting in a shaded room. It was difficult to be sure who was speaking.
And no doubt diplomatic not to try and find out.
It was not my business to do so. I was a messenger.
And the message?
Come in, sit down. Drink, it'll warm you up, Englishman.
I believe I once talked with old Prince Bielski in this room.
Before Ivan stuck an iron spike in his heart.
They say he was receiving letters from the Poles.
Tsars can generally say whatever they want, Horsey. What I say is that he can't get it up.
Who can't get what up where?
Tsar Fyodor up the Tsaritsa's...
This is hardly respectful.
You might say that, Sir Jerome, since your queen has made a very successful career of not officially letting anyone up anywhere. But over here it's different. We need heirs and the Tsar can't get one. We are worried.
We're not asking for the world. Just for him to divorce Gadinov's sister and marry a fertile woman. Old Ivan had no trouble fathering a regiment of bastards, never mind the boy Dmitri.
Won't he do as an heir?
He might. His family wouldn't.
No one trusts the Nagaya.
What's the boy like?
By all reports, takes after his father. Likes knife games with girls.
Isn't he a bit young for girls?
No doubt that's why they're knives.
And my place in this?
You carry the message to Gadinov. The Tsar has to divorce his sister.
In my experience, the messenger...
Gadinov likes you. So does Fyodor.
And isn't it my job to make sure that continues?
Which you won't be able to do if you're expelled from Rus.
And why would that happen?
Exactly. Since you damned English are such obliging fellows, I'm sure it never would.
What happened then, Sir Jerome?
Naturally, I delivered the message.
They won't... what?
A divorce, Romanov. His Majesty should divorce Gadinov's sister and find a wife who will produce babies. Heirs.
They've probably got one lined up.
And yet they have a point. There is no heir, nor is there likely to be one other than that boy, Dmitri.
His claims are weak, the marriage...
Oh, come on. Maria was married to Tsar Ivan. Dmitri is indisputably his father's son. Looks like him, has the... same characteristics.
If you mean he's a vicious little bastard, then I suppose I would have to agree. But is that what we want?
It may be what we're stuck with. Fyodor is not strong. I know your sister cares for him and his health, but...
May I withdraw? I believe my mission is done.
No, stay a while.
Should we not at least get a report on the boy? See how he's coming along. Maybe he's changed.
I doubt it.
The boyars are tense. They fear the interregnum, a time of chaos. They need an heir, and they see you standing in the way of getting one. Dmitri's family is no friend of yours. If you support his claims, no one can accuse you of ambition for yourself.
Oh, I wish I could see more than a pinch of what's in your mind.
Oh, come on, Boris. You're a shrewd man. I want stability. With that, everything is possible for us.
Very well. We shall send a disinterested observer to report on the boy Dmitri.
Oh, no, sir, that's impossible. I can't. I simply
can't... This is Russia. Nothing is impossible.
Carry on, Sir Jerome.
Of course, I had to clear the matter with London.
Of course. And then?
My servant and I travelled to Uglich.
Don't like horses. Never liked horses. Great big ugly things. Can't trust them. Shifty eyes. Not like cows. With a cow, you know what's what.
Tetya, I'm not interested in your opinion of horses or cows.
We shouldn't be here, you know, Your Honour.
How's that?
I mean, what have we got to do with Staroviches and stuff?
We're disinterested, Petya.
Everyone wants something.
And what do you want, apart from not allowing me a moment's peace?
A yard, a cow or two, a stove in winter.
Sons? Daughters?
Aye, sons would be good. Daughters, more mouths to feed.
I have both. In England, I miss them.
You should go home, Your Honour. Be happy. Get dry.
Oh.
Leave this place. It's only good for us because we've got nowhere else on God's earth.
You believe that?
We've arrived. Ooh. Keep your wits about you. Gate! The English, me lord, from Moscow, his illustriousness, the mighty and magnificent Sir Jerome the Great, seeks entrance on the Tsar's business.
Thank you, Petya. A simple knock would have done it.
He sent you?
He asked me to bring his best wishes, madam.
I doubt that.
I believe the Tsar has your welfare at heart.
More than Gadinov, that's for certain.
Not for me to say.
Indeed not, sir. I wonder, though, what is it for you to say?
I'm a messenger. No more than that, Highness.
Gadinov's eyes. That's what you are.
I can't deny it, but I am also my own man, I hope.
Perhaps. The gods remind us that we are not without responsibility. What does he want to know?
The young man, he is...
He plays with his fellows. Well, he has no fellows here, so far from Moscow. Shall we say, companion?
In the rain? What do they play at?
Throwing knives.
Isn't it dangerous?
He should know about these things. He might need to defend himself someday.
Might I see him? Talk to him?
If you wish. Marta, tell Dmitri to come in out of the rain. There's someone here who wishes to speak to him.
Yes, Highness.
Thank you, Highness.
So how does he do, the Tsar in waiting?
Surely Dmitri is the Tsar in waiting.
You think Gadinov doesn't want it?
He tells everyone he doesn't.
And you believe him? Come on, Englishman. There are no spies here, apart from mine. And you? What do you think?
I think he truly wants a new way for Russia. He wants peace and prosperity at home, respect and influence abroad. As time goes by, he becomes more and more used to wielding power. I think that Tsar Fyodor is not a well man. God willing, he will live for many years yet.
But if he does not, then Dmitri is the only thing standing between Gadinov and the throne.
Shuisky, Romanov, these are powerful men.
But not one of them has the ear of the Tsar, or is brother to the beloved Tsaritsa. Nor, though I hate to say it, does one of them have much of an idea, a belief. From what you say, Gadinov does. And these things make a man strong. They also allow him to do what perhaps he would not do in pursuit of less creditable aims.
The cause justifies the means.
It's what my husband believed. Will Gadinov resist the fruit when it's offered to him? You don't answer because you can't answer. And I say again, Dmitri is the only true heir.
You talked about Gadinov's hopes for Russia, Highness. Surely that is a good thing.
But not a right thing.
Are the good and the right not the same thing?
Save us! Dmitri! What is it? Dmitri!
Highness, an accident. The Tsarevich.
Excuse me. We'll talk later.
I left her chambers. There was nowhere to go. Everything seemed to be chaos.
Traitors! Assassins! Find them out!
Hurry, come now! Name is happening here, Petya. Do you want to die? No, thought not. Come now.
Yeah.
horses at the gate. Come on, move your horse. In the name of God, they're killing people. Is it done, Dunyu? Run! What is going on? That boy died. They say it's murder. The knife blade was poison, they say. They're killing anyone who's loyal to Gadanov. Yes! Now ride, Your Honor! Ride for your life! Get up!
You escaped, sir.
As you see. But I think I would not, had not my servant been alert to what was happening.
Maria Nagaya's people turned on everyone who was not of her party. Is that correct?
We were defending ourselves!
You will be called again to answer for your actions.
And what about Gadanov? This should not be a commission. It should be a trial for treason, for the murder of the heir to the throne.
Please, enough, madam.
Not nearly enough.
I call Fyodor Romanov.
Here, at your command.
Can you tell us what happened when Sir Jerome got back from Uglich that day?
Murder.
So they say, Majesty.
And they all turned on the local officials.
Anyone seen as being loyal to Moscow.
But we did not. Never would we.
The boy was an epileptic.
Surely his mother watched him.
An 11-year-old boy with any spirit goes his own way.
They were playing with knives. He could have had a fit, fallen on the blade.
Did you see the body, Sir Jerome?
Frankly, I was trying to save my life.
What do we do, Boris?
Before this, the Nagaya had a cause. Now they've got a martyr and a cause.
And a mother's fury. She won't forgive, not Maria.
An insurrection. Can they?
Are we certain, here amongst ourselves, Gadanov, that it was no act of ours?
It was no act of mine. If it had been up to me, mother and son would have been exiled to the furthest reaches of the Empire and left to rot. However, the Tsar has commanded that they not be harmed and stay close, and so it was.
And yet harm was done, or at least the boy found himself in harm's way.
But then there has to be an investigation.
I'm not going back, with respect.
Well, anything I say will be seen as a lie.
Exactly. It will have to be carried out by a man who owes you nothing, who will deliver a fair and reasoned judgment.
The patriarch, Job, a holy man?
Yes. And Prince Uiski. No one could accuse him of having undue affection for you, Boris.
Maria will have to be there.
It's simple. Crush her and the Nagaya utterly, down to the last distant cousin, the least servant, and salt the earth. And do it now.
Never shall that be. In the name of most holy God, while I am Tsar.
Then there must be a commission.
What do you get out of all this, Romanov?
I want stability, Boris. Isn't that what we all want?
I never know what you Romanovs want.
To survive. To stay in the game.
Oh, because as long as you're in the game, you have a chance of emerging the winner. Be wary of ambition. It's a narrow path on a high mountain.
Then there will be a commission to look at this matter held before me.
As you command, Majesty.
And let us keep in mind one thought. Maria may have a cause, but she no longer has a Tsarevich. And without that, however much money she has in the bank, she will always hold a losing hand.
On that day, on that afternoon, Sir Jerome, I want to go back to the accident.
There was no accident.
It was raining hard. There was thunder.
You were in Maria Nagaya's chambers.
Oh, this is known.
You will have your say.
Sir Jerome, the boys were throwing knives at a target?
I believe so. Yes, Prince, they were.
Now you're the one who wants to get out and throw.
Kiss my ass, and you will when I'm Tsar.
What do you call that?
He hit your knife and it was closer.
Didn't even stick in. Tsar Dmitri couldn't stick it in.
What happened then, Sir Jerome?
There was thunder, a scream.
A scream?
We both ran to the window. The boy, Tsarevich Dmitri, was lying on the cobbles, twisting.
Twisting?
As if 20 devils had got in him, a fit. And the maid and the other servant.
The maid and the other servant?
A manservant.
What were they doing?
I couldn't see the rain.
Should we not examine them? And the other boy too?
We have not been able to locate them at this time, Majesty.
Not locate? Prince?
We believe they were killed by Maria Nagaya's people, sir.
It is a lie, one of many.
You will have your chance.
I wish to hear her.
But, sir, your
No!
Then listen. We found Marta, the servant I sent to my son, dead on the stairs. These other so-called servants were agents of Boris Gadanov, Exoplechniks, assassins, the boy too. They poisoned the Tsarevich, a cut to the neck. Not fatal, but he was dead before we got him out of the rain. The servants, the boy, Andrei, all vanished. There was no reason for my son to die. The cut was no more than a scratch.
Sir Jerome, as you fled, what did you see that night?
There was a mob surrounding the local governor's house. They were calling for him and his family to be burnt alive, I think, as agents of Moscow. Anyone perceived as not being of the Nagaya was in deadly peril.
There were many deaths, many injuries that night.
12! Only 12 died. And what were we to do? We believed the death of my son was only the beginning. Gadinov had long wanted all our lives. And that night, he was collected. We saved ourselves.
The boy, the so-called servants.
It is impossible to say at this time. Quite likely they died. Possibly they fled, even as innocents, knowing the Nagaya would slaughter them.
And once again, you lie!
I believe Maria and her family were building up their strength for a potential coup when Dmitri came of age.
Why? He was Tsarevich! He was the heir! There was no need for a coup by us!
You did it because you were who you were, and that's what we do in Russia. The bear has 7 dreams, and they are all of bears. Maria and her people could only ever see those 7 things, and they were all about power and loss and taking back and taking from. The dreams of bears.
And what of your dreams, Boris? Of the throne of Muscovy?
The dreams of men. Of a new way forward, out of the past and into the future, Maria.
This commission will now stand down. His Majesty and the Holy Metropolitan Job and myself will consider the facts in the case and deliver our conclusions in due time.
Oh, why not just read them off the paper? Gadinov's giving you...
You never stand down! Stand down!
Soon the ice will begin to crack. Do you remember, Sir Jerome, when we walked on the water and you feared you would fall in?
I do, sir.
And what would she do, your Queen Elizabeth, in my position?
She wouldn't walk on thin ice.
If she had to?
By the courts. The evidence, if the evidence is there, sir.
What did she do in the case of the Scottish Queen Mary? Huh? Another Maria.
There was evidence of treachery, sir. Letters, confessions.
Indeed. So we hear. But was it real or merely convenient? Is the death of monarchs and tsars ever convenient? Scottish Mary certainly was, though I dare to say it set an uneasy precedent. Your countrymen may have cause to regret that. What do you do with a problem like Maria?
Fortunately, sir, it is not my problem. Though you said to me once, alive, that boy
will haunt us one way or the other.
Now he is dead, and ghosts only frighten children.
Whilst men must be wary of men. Correct, Sir Jerome. Thank you.
What I didn't mention to him was that when he talked of my queen, he talked as an equal. I knew after that conversation that Boris Godunov was going to take the throne of Russia when Fyodor died, and that even now he was planning for it. The commission came to its conclusions.
Here, at the very heart of things, under the awe... awful eye of God, we shall deliver our decision and... dispense justice. Prince Shuisky.
We have questioned closely all those involved in this tragedy, those still alive. There are no living witnesses of the actual events in question. However, we may, with confidence, state that the Tsarevich Dmitri Ivanovich fell into a fit whilst playing with knives, and, due to the violent movements occasioned by said fit, inflicted a wound upon his own neck, which bled fiercely and caused his death from loss of blood.
Lies! It's all lies!
And yet the prince did suffer from fits. 3 days before he had injured you, Highness, with a piece of iron whilst in a violent fit.
Why are you doing this, Prince? You have no love for Gadinov.
For the truth. I grieve for your tragedy. I have lost a child myself. I know the pain. I know the desire to strike out. And I know it is wrong.
Dear sister, dear mother, do you truly before God believe your dear boy was murdered?
Before God, I do.
Prince.
I am afraid, Majesty, there is nothing that points to malice and everything that points to accidental death.
No! I say no! I will have blood for the blood of my wound!
And the blood of the officials, servants and members of local families thought to be allied to Moscow, killed by the Nagaya in revenge. What of them?
You admit to this?
There will be blood. This is not over.
Do you admit?
It was self-defense.
It was murder.
So be it. I will give you the gift of contemplation. You will be taken to the nunnery of Belozerov, be shaved for a nun, and spend your life in humility and prayer. The members of your family will be likewise scattered across the...
Majesty, are you?
It's nothing.
God sees all. God sees all.
Your family will be scattered in exile across this land. Take her away.
God, he sees all. And he will judge all.
God sees all and he will judge. Then God help us all, I say. Time passed. Maria was forgotten somewhere on the far reaches of the empire. They were the fat years, the years of good harvests and groaning tables.
But Tsar Fyodor was not strong. And one day there was an unwelcome guest at his table. Tsar Death came to dinner, as he must come to all.
Bloody backstabbing son of a bitch.
You have to admire the man, though.
Admire him? I'd like to shove him on one of old Ivan's spikes, though he'd probably walk away from that laughing.
Come on. He modestly refuses even to appear before the assembly, says he must pray like he's Fyodor and wait for God's direction.
We can't allow this to stand. He'll be Tsar by acclamation, by some damn trick.
Or by the hand of God.
There's only one candidate left, your son. Mikhail, through you, he is directly related to old Ivan's first and true wife, Anastasia.
Perhaps you escape, but I have no party to speak of. Only a son. I love him very much. I don't want to see him go the way of Dmitri.
So we do nothing?
We do nothing, because there's nothing Paris can do that the people will not love him for. If we attack him, they will hate us. It's a very great mistake to believe anyone can rule Russia without the people's will behind them.
Perhaps the true answer is that you lack the courage to snatch the prize when it is there for the taking.
And you, Shuisky, do you have the courage?
Maybe one day I'll find out. Meanwhile, we bow our heads and acclaim Gadunov at the Assembly of the Land.
I stand with the people of the Don. Let Boris Gadinov take his rightful place as Tsar of Rus.
Aye, Shuisky, stand with Tsar Boris.
The good folk of Moscow acclaim their little father, Boris.
She writes, your mistress. I hope that there may never be occasion for breach between us.
You have no truer friend than England. Everyone else, sir, has their eye on Russian land or Russian armies to use in their own wars. We have nothing to gain except trade and amity. Majesty?
You know, Sir Jerome, there is a great difference in a small step.
Sir?
I served the Ivan, I served Fyodor.
None more loyal.
I thought I knew what it meant. Being Tsar, and yet now I have stepped from beside the throne and sit on it. It is a great weight, an unbearable Wait for the Tsar bears.
Who has more experience of
governing? Before, there were walls, but now, behind those walls, there are whispers. Before, I could look at a man and know him, but now all I see is hunger for what I can give him or he can take. Wealth, position, power. I never wanted this. I swear it, and I was right. It is a curse, Jerome. Because for the Tsar, there is no one except God, and he's no conversationalist, no advisor, no earthly help at all.
The people love you. The boyars respect you.
As long as things go well. But things, Sir Jerome, things are slippery. And do what we may, we can never, ever get a truly firm grip upon them.
You are secure, sir. You are loved and respected. These are the good years.
These indeed were the high times when Russia sat on her stool and fed well at the table. But then the fat years were done, and the seven lean years came upon the land, and, as in Pharaoh's dream, the lean kine ate the fat and were hungry yet. Poor harvests, wet summers, and that most terrible word was spoken everywhere. Famine. And in these years did come a saviour upon the land, and thus was the nun Maria Nagaya lifted up and exalted, and her enemies cast down in confusion by the hand of the Lord.
You should make speech. What, now? It will be the right thing to do. You have Polish army behind you, now you must inspire them, Majesty.
We are here! Yes, we are. And we ain't. We're not going back, because we are going forward into Holy Russia. And we won't stop.
Until the banner of truth.
Until the banner of truth flies over the Kremlin, and I...
And my Polish allies?
And my Polish allies get back the throne that was stolen from me...
By the usurper, Boris Godunov.
By the usurper, Boris Godunov. To Moscow, to the Kremlin palace, to the throne, for God and Tsar Dmitry!
Alive? No.
That's me.
Can't be. The boy is dead. You saw it, man. What? Your own eyes.
Well, I saw a boy dead, sir.
Men, do not fear ghosts. Your own tongue spoke those words, Englishman. I should have it torn out. Hot coals put in your eyes. The dead rise up and cry out for revenge.
This fellow is no vengeful ghost, sir. I also said men must be wary of men. He is a man. No more than that.
No more. He is an idea. Jerome, you can kill a man, but an idea. Then what must be faced?
He's a renegade. Some kind of seminarian.
A monk? An opportunist?
He has the king and army of Poland behind him. He is gathering more followers every day he advances into Rus.
He's a fool. A clod by all reports, and yet they flock to him.
They do say he looks the part. Young, attractive, he can dance, ride a horse, kiss a pretty girl. It matters not that the icon is silver and gold. What counts is what shows. I said that once.
And you also said so it will be with the new Tsar.
I did not, of course, mean that this Dmitry clown is anything but a...
useful tool?
For the Poles.
And yet there are those who believe he truly is the Tsarevich Dmitry. Thousands of them.
The boy was dead and buried. There were witnesses aplenty. His mother was there.
And Maria Nagaya will be here to affirm his death.
She can be summoned, if this council so wishes.
That's a sent for her.
Then courier. Summon Maria.
Sister Maria, you have been summoned before this council
in this holy place to confirm the sad death of your son Tsarevich Dmitri as the result of...
Before God and this assembly, I believe the man Dmitri, who is leading a crusade to regain the throne of Russia, is the rightful heir of Tsar Ivan, my husband, and that he is truly the only son of my womb.
Take her out.
God, he sees all, and he will judge Boris. Blood will have blood.
Perhaps a mistake calling her after all, Majesty.
She is mad for revenge.
Never leave the mother if you take the son.
I suggest, Majesty, that you command Prince Uisky to lead the army and face this imposter and bring him back in a cage.
Very well. Do it.
At your command, Majesty, so shall it be done. And the mother?
Will not be heard again. Go with God. Good advice, my friend. I suggest you take it.
That is?
Go and pray, Romanov. Go be a monk. It will absolve you of the temptation of power, since a monk may not rule.
You've got the wrong boy, Boris. I don't want it. Shall we skiddle?
I don't think so. Go. And pray for me.
Prince Whiskey, how are you doing, sir?
All right.
I know why you're here. They told me. Take me back in a cage, right? Right.
Right.
Well, not going to happen.
No.
Because you had enough of doing what that Gadanov tells you, right?
Right.
And you think you'll do better with Tsar Dmitri? That's me.
Yes.
You know what?
No.
That's what I think, too.
Good.
Right then, let's go.
Let's go.
No, no, boy.
No!
Holy God.
Majesty.
He's gone over. He's gone over.
Who, sir? Where?
Shuisky. He rides beside the Claude Dmitri. Huh? You're right, that there is no cage, only clouds of glory upon which Tsar Dmitri will fly to his coronation. Guards! Summon my commanders! Bring my armor and gather the council! Jerome, England, is she solid?
As rock, sire.
Ah, then with God's good help, we shall throw down these... These... Oh. I can't get up, Jerome. I can't get up.
Majesty? What is it? What? Someone! A doctor! A doctor! The Tsar is sick! The Tsar!
You are of your father. And your will is to do your father's desires.
Majesty, what is it? What is it?
For he is a liar. And the father of lies.
And so, by the hand of God clasped about his treacherous heart, died Boris Godunov, who stole the throne of Russia from the true and rightful heir.
And so ascended the throne Tsar Dmitri, about as true as a pewter shilling, and worth about as much as a ruler too.
And so, in his time, ruled Tsar Vasily Shuisky. Well, someone had to do it.
Unfortunately, not very well. And at last, after many adventures, as perhaps he always planned, the story ends, only to begin again, with Fyodor Romanov.
Our beloved and holy Russia is a driverless troika. Pulled by contending horses into the darkness and storm. We will be lost unless we can find a God-anointed heir to guide us. I'm the nephew of the sainted Anastasia Romanov, beloved wife of our great Tsar Ivan. Her blood runs in my veins. As a monk in holy orders, I may never rule. So I offer my only son, Mikhail, a devout and blameless youth, as your servant, your little father, your Tsar. Mikhail Fyodorovich Romanov.
God save the Tsar! God save the Tsar! God save the Tsar!
In Boris Godunov, Ghosts, Boris was played by Sean Dooley. Maria Nagaya was Elizabeth Berrington. Shuisky, Sean Baker. Romanov, Jason Barnett. And Malyuta was Stephen Hartley. Jerome Halsey was played by James Lely. Fyodor, Tom Forrester. Pietya, Fisayo Akinade. And Marta, Kirsty Oswald. Dimitri was Finn Monteith. Andre, Tom Taylor. And the Boyers were Nicholas Murchie and John Bowler. Tsar is written by Mike Walker. The director was Sasha Yevtushenko.